Nolte, Disney stock loses 49% of value over 3 years. By John Nolte on August 6, 2024. If you were dumb enough to purchase stock in the Disney grooming syndicate 3 years ago, you've lost almost half your ass. While the overall market has climbed 15% over these past 3 years, Disney stock is down 49%. Many investors define successful investing as beating the market average over the long term. But the risk of stock picking is that you will likely buy underperforming companies. Unfortunately, that's been the case for longer term the Walt Disney Company, NYSE, DIS, shareholders, since the share price is down 49% in the last 3 years, falling well short of the market return of around 15%. Shareholders have had an even rougher run lately, with the share price down 15% in the last 90 days. Emphasis original. It's no secret what's happening here. It was about 3 years ago when one of the most trusted, beloved, and universal brands in the world went woke. But Disney didn't only go woke with the usual issues like identity politics and environmental nonsense. No, Disney went woke in a hypersexual way aimed directly at little kids. A company originally created to protect the innocence of children while helping them mature through universal values and themes about honesty, kindness, self-sacrifice, bravery, duty, respect for your elders, and tolerance towards those different from you, lost its ever-loving mind. Disney is now a predatory company looking to destroy your child's innocence, looking to queer and sexualize them. Good grief, Disney went to war, and lost, with the state of Florida to defend gay porn in elementary schools. In its own content, Disney is bludgeoning little kids with drag queens, transsexuals, transvestites, and gay romances. Disney now sells the trans agenda to little kids, an agenda that too often leads to permanent physical mutilation and sterilization. The result has been brutal to Disney's once invulnerable brand as well as its bottom line. Last year, my conservative estimate was that Disney lost at least $750 million on its failed film slate. People, especially parents concerned with protecting their children, knew they had to stay away. Never in entertainment history has an entertainment company committed a slow-motion suicide like this. And the problems are not over. According to the latest reports, only Disney's Marvel has ejected its woke-driven producers. Lucasfilm is doubling down, which mans more bad Star Wars movies and TV shows. We will have to wait and see what Pixar does. Now that Pixar's non-woke Inside Out 2 has grossed over $1.5 billion, maybe they are smart enough to add 2 and 2. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.